On this day back in 1977, Billy Powell, singer with the OJs, died of cancer. Hit in 1972 with this one, Backstabbers, and Love Train, a number one hit back in 1973. Billy Powell, the singer with the OJs, died on this day back in 1977. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. I mentioned way earlier in the show, man, if you were with us at 6:06, 6:08, you heard me say this and now paying it off. If you were here for both opportunities, thanks. But mentioned I had a little biking story. Well, first of all, was it Sunday. My son and I go bike riding about every day. As long as it's not raining and it's not below 45 degrees, we're riding our bikes around the Hillsdale and Jonesville area. Well, yesterday we did 13 miles and 7 on Sunday and 13 on Saturday. So we get around. And on Sunday, he decided he wanted to drive, bike down to the beach, the lake beach that we have nearby in Hillsdale. And that's perfectly acceptable location to bike to, of course. And we're headed down the bike path, which parallels the only road down to the beach area. And there's, you can put your boat out there too, whatever the water activity you want. And there are a lot of cars headed down that way on Sunday. A lot of cars. Of course, it was a beautiful day in Hillsdale. And I'm thinking we're going to get down there. That beach is going to be packed, elbow to elbow, no room for anyone. And so we end up getting down to the beach eventually. And surprise, surprise, it was not. There was virtually no one at the beach. All the people heading down there in their cars were doing water-based activities, boats, kayaks, whatever it might be. But there was, in fact, good social distancing taking place at the beach here in Hillsdale on Sunday. Lots of boats on the water, but the beach was essentially open. It wasn't crowded at all. So I guess good job, people down here, doing the right thing, staying healthy. Speaking of bike riding, I had to mention this real quickly too, because it's just one of those odd little stories. So as I mentioned, my son and I go relatively far on our bike rides, 13 miles, and he's 7. So he does a lot of biking. But we were coming back on Saturday, and we're about halfway home. And I've had the bike that I've had for less than a year, but we put a lot of miles on it. We did 680 miles last summer, and we've already done 220 plus this spring. So we ride a lot, and it's not heavy, off-road type stuff, but you're riding. And so we're coming back on Saturday, and the pedal crank arm, literally fell off my bike. I guess it was coming loose and I didn't realize it. It just literally came off the bike. My bike was unrideable, couldn't move it. So I was going to call my wife, not that far away from home, a couple miles, and have her bring the backup bike and take my bike back and figure it out. So we're in the Walmart parking lot here in town, and this guy drives by and stops and checks, because he could tell I was trying to fix something on the bike. Is he doing all right? I'm like, well, not really, actually. The bike's broken. And he says, what's wrong? And I said, well, it looks like a pretty serious problem. And his wife shouts, well, then you've got the right guy. And apparently this guy is like the bike guru of Hillsdale. There's no bike shop in Hillsdale. There's no bike shop in Jonesville. But this guy apparently is kind of, does odds and ends and will fix, friends' bikes and is a huge rider. And what luck. So he went home and got some equipment and tried to fix the bike, but it was beyond repair, at least, the repair that you could do immediately. So my wife did come out and brought me the backup bike. We finished the bike ride. got a text from Mike, the bike guy, yesterday that said, my bike is just totally unusable. The quote was, you must be in tremendous shape, tremendous physical shape. I got to find this here. You have a high, high level of fitness to do this much damage and still be pedaling. So apparently it was falling apart for a while and I powered through. And by the way, I do not, in fact, have a high, high level of fitness. Trust me, I do not. What I do have is powerful legs because I was a catcher for a long, long time in baseball as a youth. So, you know, squatting and I have some powerful legs. So I was able to power through whatever issues were happening with the bike. And that's one of the reasons, I guess, the problems got so bad. So this guy who I just met in the parking lot of Walmart is swapping out my bike with a different bike that he has on hand. He's going to move some parts around and get me this bike. And you recommended a new bike, perhaps, for Father's Day, which we might take him up on that offer, just finding a new bike for me. So anyway, point of the story is there's still nice people out there, people who will stop in the middle of a Walmart parking lot and ask you if they can help you with your bike because they can tell you're in trouble and then take your bike and try to fix it and unable to fix it, give you a different bike that they have, you know, in their garage. That's pretty nice. You know, that's pretty nice. I guess living in Hillsdale, you get these little connections between people that you don't quite expect to have, but you never, never know. And the bike riding continued. Again, 13 miles yesterday. We'll do about 5, 6, 7 miles tonight when I get back home. It's a fun little activity I do with my 7-year-old son until he decides he no longer wants to bike ride with me. That has not happened yet. So until he says, Dad, I don't really need you anymore, we'll do this as much as we possibly can. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. Back to wrap up this edition of the Steve Gruber Show next.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.